What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy birthday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Thanks for joining us. Join us on our social media and shit at Crab Diving and, you know, Crab Diving, et cetera. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Every time you go to buy shit from Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. And we get a little commission. And thanks, by the way, to those that do.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. Hey, here's our country right now.
Right. Add gunshots
to the rest of the world. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and a snore apparently.
Scroguard is disposable. And
let's just launch right into. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
Got a couple things to talk about.
Oh yes.
I think in the news.
Oh, okay.
I understand it's been, a busy news day. Holy
Jesus
fuck. I
fucking
mean,
dicked up Christ, baby.
Yeah, I mean, we had kind of anticipated that once the ship sailed, that it would be like one of those rocket boats.
Yeah.
That flip over way too many times.
Rocket boat. Rocket boat bad, rocket car bad as well. That person died driving the rocket car, some famous...
She did. She was trying to break the land speed record.
You know what, man? For anybody that's into that bullshit, you know what you do? You just play the video of the last rocket car and just say how fast you want it to fucking go. And no one else will give a fuck. I won't care.
A moon landing kind of thing.
Yeah. Or, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Like, how fast...
9/11.
Yes. No. Yeah, right. But, okay, listen. Here's a picture of a rocket car going 200 miles per hour.
Well, yeah, more.
Here's a picture... Yeah, okay, yeah. Who gives a fuck? Here's a picture of rocket car going 650 zillion miles
okay.
per fucking hour. You know what I mean? Same thing. My point is, no one should die for this dumb fucking record. And let me add, it is a dumb fucking record.
I guess. I mean, it'd be fun to.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Go fast, but.
Right.
I don't know if I want that. That's a little bit too much of the risk.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'm willing to go half the fastest speed ever. That would be kind of fun.
I don't know how that would be half less the risk.
As long as it's safer.
Well, if you're concerned about safer, I don't know what you're doing in the rocket car.
Don't do it.
Yes.
You're suggesting?
Yeah.
Over at the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal cuckfest.
Oh, yes.
It's known as the HuffPost.
Yes.
It says, Trump world out for whistleblower blood.
Oh, shit. Yeah, really?
This is also news.
that Trump allies are twisting a report that clears the whistleblower of partisan bias, and they're using that report to argue the exact opposite.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Republican jujitsu.
This is gaslighting. Or it's not. What is it? It's right-wing nut job brain jujitsu, what you said.
It's lying.
It's fucking crazy.
The inspector general who vetted the explosive whistleblower complaint against President Donald Trump emphasized that the complaint was not compromised by the whistleblower's political leanings.
Okay.
The HuffPost says, but that hasn't stopped Trump, his political allies, and the conservative media from attempting to paint the whistleblower's motives and accusations as purely partisan.
Right.
Oh, I keep hearing that. Well, it's partisan. It's partisan. It's partisan.
I mean, I wonder if this whistleblower feels safe.
Well, the right now, the breaking news on the Twitter and everything is the breaking news that the New York Times has kind of, I think they've outed the whistleblower.
Why the fuck would they do that?
Like, they figured out through all the clues who he might be and who he's some CIA dude.
So who protects him?
See, they're saying that the reason that they're already trying to explain themselves, because cancel New York Times is also trending.
Right.
They're saying that his role and his position is important because it lends more gravitas to his concerns and whistleblowing.
And fuck his safety.
Well, that's what the New York Times is saying. Yeah.
Interesting. Because who keeps somebody like that safe?
Well, and even some reporters are saying, well, you know, this kind of shit is going to discourage more whistleblowers.
Absolutely,
this is exactly
man.
What they don't want.
So now the guy's outed.
To hamp it.
And the president.
What do you think? I mean,
the president
is
literally painting a target on the man's back. What else? How else do you read into what Schindler has said?
Well, yeah, we'll get to what he has actually said.
I mean, my God.
On the 20th, Trump
tweeted.
Very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits. Trump tweeted, they think I may have had a dicey conversation with a certain foreign leader based on a highly partisan whistleblower statement.
Jesus.
Later he said to reporters, I don't know the identity of the whistleblower. I just hear it's a partisan person.
God.
Meaning it comes out from another party, but I don't have any idea.
Oh, he knows. He fucking knows, right? I mean, the man's got to know who the fucking whistleblower is. Somebody in his DOJ told him. Does Dan Coats know who the fuck he is? Or she?
I don't know. The today, Trump reportedly groused about the whistleblower, saying that the whistleblower is basically a spy.
Wow.
Who would have been dealt with differently in the old days. You know, in the old days,
yes,
they dealt with him differently.
He's saying this guy should be shot.
Yes.
And it's quite plainly.
The whistleblower's complaint was released today. Levels the disturbing claim that the president asked Ukraine for dirt on a political rival, Joe Biden, and that the White House then sought to lock down all records of the phone call.
Yeah.
During which is transpired. So it wasn't only the phone call. It was this whistleblower said, hey, they're not only did this horrific phone call happen.
Yeah.
But then these evil snot moles that are running around him.
Right.
We're scurrying to cover it up. Bury it. Like a turd in a cat box.
And what else is going on, by the way? What else is going on? Well, what else has gone on?
Oh, exactly.
I mean,
tip of the fucking iceberg, I'm sure. The identity of the whistleblower remains known to very few. One of the handful, well, not now. I mean, I guess this HuffPo piece, well, this just is just happening now.
Yeah.
Where the Times put out, I don't even know if we have a name. I think they've narrowed it down.
People
are saying they doxed him, so we must have a name.
Yeah. Great. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, this guy.
The role of the whistleblower, including his credibility and his place in government, is essential to understanding one of the most important issues facing the country, whether the president of the United States abused power and whether the White House covered it up. That's the New York Times.
That's their justification. Okay.
The whistleblower from the New York Times is said to be a CIA officer who was assigned to work at the White House. His complaint suggests he is a trained analyst.
Right.
So I don't know that they've...
Why would it...
Do we have a name?
So I need to know he's a CIA-trained analyst to appreciate the severity of what's going on. I think the New York Times wants to sell papers. And I think they're like, fuck it.
Well, I think if it's, you know, if he's a trained... A Ukraine analyst, you know, or that area, or Russia analyst or something, that does add a little bit more credibility to his
right.
concerns.
It would be different if the government had released the name, I mean, or something like that. But just to go and dig it up and out the guy. I mean, they got to sell papers. That's all that is.
Yeah, they're getting raked over the coals on the Twitter machine right now.
They're blowing up someone's life. They don't give a fuck.
I don't think there's an actual name. I think they're just helping narrow it down for Trump.
Right. Oh, and for Trump supporters, by the way. Those lunatics, these right-wing nut job Trumpalos. Man, what the fuck?
This person, Dean Baquette, is the reporter, apparently, or the executive editor
who
decided to run it. And the New York Times has further put the whistleblower's life at risk. Shame on all of them. This is also, by the way, earlier today trending.
Yes.
New York Times, not a good day. 23 Trump was trending for some reason.
Yes.
And it turns out they put forth a story about these following these alleged swing voters,
right?
Six swing voters and how they're feeling in the current climate, I guess. And they admit yet in the story.
Yes.
That one of these swing voters.
Right.
Has been to 23 Trump rallies and has put together a compilation of Trump's tweets.
Okay. Jesus.
They're a big fan.
Right. Sure.
How swingy is that?
Not very swingy.
So that's why that was trending.
Yeah, that's
and now they come out with this bullshit.
Right.
I think it's a good idea.
And also, just since we're talking about media, shout out to the HuffPo. Thank you so much for letting me know. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez have both announced they will be sharing the stage for the first time ever during the next Super Bowl halftime show. Who fucking gives a fuck? Jennifer Lopez?
Wow, J-Lo and Shakira.
Who wants to see? I get, number one, who fucking cares? Number two.
You could stop at one.
Well, do I want to see either of them at the Super Bowl? I guess. I would love to see that. That sounds like a great evening of entertainment.
Think of worse.
Thank you.
What if it was Three Doors Down?
Oh, I would never see them. I would never watch them again. I don't watch Nazi bands.
Poor Jackie Ivanko.
Yeah.
Over the Drudge Report. Ooh. Says America braces for impeachment.
Oh, yes. America braces for impeachment. Jesus Christ. Our government has let America take it from Trump since how long has this lying fuck been in office?
Jeez. Decades.
America braces.
Lifetimes.
America's like, finally, Democrats. Finally, you motherfuckers. Finally, someone starts to do the right fucking thing. Wow.
Also, so, you know, saying all the same shit over the Drudge Report. Also today, the DNI, acting DNI, Joseph McGuire,
right,
was testifying before the House Intelligence Committee. I think
Where did he work before? Was he in?
He's a military lifer. He was a Navy SEAL for a bunch of years.
He's not the last guy that they wanted to have the job, right? He was in charge of this town that had two Mexican restaurants.
Something, yeah, I don't remember.
Yes, something like that.
I hear Jerry Falwell Jr. recommended his pool boy.
Oh, yes. Right after Jerry Falwell Jr. was like, you know, just so you know, it's really hard for my wife to take my big, thick cock.
I listened to parts on and off of his testimony. I had to turn the sound down on some of the Republicans because I just
bootlickers.
I just can't stomach them, including Devin Nunes's cow owner. Devin Nunes,
send in that cow, man. What the fuck? Let the cow question this motherfucker.
And some of them, they just don't care. They don't care. And Adam Schiff was great. Adam Schiff was perfect. And he, at the end, questioned this toad about, Adam Schiff is trying to tap dance like most of them are. Thank you for your service.
Right.
We're not trying to impugn your integrity. Plus, the guy's only been there 40 days.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff was like, he laid out the facts. Don't you think if there was evidence that a president was seeking foreign or what's the word I'm thinking of? Extorting.
Yeah.
A foreign power.
Right.
For political gain. That should be investigated. And there's a credible claim. I sent it. I did my job, but then he fucking didn't. Is the whole point? He kept saying, "I did my job. I sent it. I was supposed to." It says credible claim, and the DNI says send it to Congress, and I did, and I sent it to the Justice Department too.
But Congress didn't get it.
Well,
right,
exactly, and he shouldn't have sent it to the Justice Department. He went there first. He saw this explosive.
Yes.
Whistleblower complaint that he was bound by law to send to Congress, and he was like, oh, shit. This is the president.
And when he gave it to the DOJ, he then compromised that whistleblower, right?
He went over to Jabba, the attorney general.
Yes.
And who then said, oh, shut the fuck up.
Right.
And then they figured out their ridiculous story.
I mean, if this guy that the Times outed, if this guy ends up dead or something bad happens to him, it's on this.
I think they put a name out, but they've narrowed it down.
It's on this DNI, too. Because he compromised the guy by going back to this evil, slimy Department of Justice.
McGuire discussed his reasoning for initially blocking the complaints to Congress. He said he delayed it because of executive privilege to protect communications with the president. He said presidential communications are confidential due to executive privilege, and he couldn't immediately pass along the complaint to Congress. And meanwhile, this is a lie. The White House did not direct me to withhold the complaint. No, I'll bet it was the Department of Justice that told him to withhold the complaint.
See, our system's kind of fucked up.
Or somebody sent a toadie.
Yes.
A non-government toadie to go deliver the message. Like Trump was going to have his body or his, was it his bodyguard? His bodyguard. He was sending his bodyguard to go fire Cohen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, remember? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. But, like, doesn't it seem like if the president were involved in any kind of shenanigans, like, the DOJ would be involved if he didn't want it investigated? You know? Just saying, our system works because we have an attorney. You would ideally have a DNI and an attorney general that would do the right thing. But we don't. And we don't have a president that wants to do the right thing.
Oh, never.
This is really fucking fucked up.
Adam Schiff asked McGuire about whether the complaint mentioned serious wrongdoing by the president of the United States. McGuire replied, quote, "Yes, that is the subject of the allegation of the complaint. but I am not authorized as the director of national intelligence to provide material that has executive privilege."
Oh, shit. But he's allowed to look at it and then decide to send it to Congress, right?
He asked him why he went to the White House first and then the Justice Department on how to handle the complaint. So think about this. You're handed a complaint about someone. Do you go to that someone to say, how do I handle this confidential whistleblower a complaint about you?
Well, you do if you're trying to cover up for the guy.
Exactly.
You do if you're a fucking bootlicker.
And then you then over to fucking Barr.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
McGuire said, "I believe everything involved in this matter is totally unprecedented."
Yeah.
Well, I will not divulge privilege conversations, blah, 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 that I have with the president.
Right. He didn't want to talk about the he didn't want to talk about the conversation he had with the president about the whistleblower thing. Right.
He did say, though, and he's going to get in troubles for.
Yes.
At one point, he said, "I believe the whistleblower is operating in good faith and that the whistleblower followed the law."
Why is he going to get in trouble for that? With Donald?
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, if he said the whistleblower was acting in good faith and followed the law, then how does he explain his actions after? If that's the case, then why sell out that whistleblower to Donald Trump?
He said, the individual works for me, therefore it is my job to make sure I support and defend that person. When he was asked if he thinks the whistleblower is disloyal to the United States, as our president has said.
Yes.
McGuire said, absolutely not. He said, "I believe the whistleblower followed the steps every step of the way. I think the whistleblower did the right thing."
And this, this DNI is saying it's his job to protect the whistleblower because the whistleblower works for him? Is that what he said?
Yes.
So why did he sell his ass out to Donald Trump then? Why would he?
Well, he says he doesn't know the identity of the whistleblower.
But he sent the complaint back to the DOJ.
Well, yeah, what to do with the complaint? But there's no name on the complaint.
Oh, really? But he was just supposed to send it to Congress. I'm just saying.
Well, sure, yeah.
Guy's full of fucking shit.
Of course.
If he was really concerned about protecting the identity of this fucking whistleblower, he would have done the thing that would have done that.
He would have done what he was supposed to and just send it right to Congress, not go to the White House.
Right, because that guy's not stupid. He's a DNI, right? He's got to know. Donald Trump figures that out. He's like, I'm going to figure out who this fucking guy is.
Excuse me, Mr. Capone, we have some evidence that you were, you've done some tax evasion. How do you think we should handle this against you?
And Capone's going to be like, how did you find out? How did you find that out?
Exactly.
Who told you?
Well, that's exactly kind of what's
happening. Who told you?
Well, the DNA is saying that the he will do his best to ensure that there's no revenge upon the whistleblower. And one of the congressmen got him to also promise that there'll be no revenge against this ICIG, the Inspector General.
Well,
who's been like, guys, what the fuck? This is supposed to go to Congress.
Well, to that I would say he can't do that. He's already done the worst thing he could do for both those issues, right? I mean, if he would have done the right thing, you know.
Right.
But now that's fucked. Now that's absolutely fucked. So that congressman asking him to ensure X, Y, and Z, is that congressman on LSD or some shit like that? Can't do that.
New York Times says the president and some of his supporters have attacked the credibility of the whistleblower who has presented information that has touched off a landmark impeachment proceeding. The president himself has called the whistleblower's account a political hack job. We decided to publish limited information about the whistleblower including the fact that he works for a non-political agency and that his complaint is based on an intimate knowledge and understanding of the White House, because we wanted to provide information to readers that allows them to make their own judgments about whether or not he is credible.
Right. Hey, hey, and the White House is saying, thank you for the clues. And everyone else is saying, thank you for the clues.
They know. I can't remotely
think they don't know.
Think that they don't know exactly who it is. And they got to be very, very careful about not going
but
after
Dan them. Coates claims he doesn't know, or he knows. I'm sorry.
Oh, Coates? I don't know. He was on his way out.
Yeah. Wait, who's the new
guy? It was days later. This guy took over, and then this, I guess this DNA, this complaint came through. Hmm. So there you go.
It's wow.
The other news today.
Yes.
That Joseph McGuire, our current acting DNI.
Right.
Getting pummeled on, pummeled and then alternately licked.
Right. Ooh, yes. God, maybe. This is a crazy one. You think Pence is a whistleblower? And then Trump found out it was Pence and then threw Pence under the bus in the press conference.
You should make sure you get Pence's calls too. I can see Pence
that
watching
crazy,
this being like,
dude. What the fuck? That's crazy. That's Donald Trump saying, oh, if you guys are going to fuck me, I'm going to leave you with President Nancy Pelosi and you can all suck my cock. He is fucking nuts. He's too nuts for the GOP.
Lewandowski.
Yeah.
They're saying, and the Trump dump begins.
Okay.
Corey Lewandowski on reports about leading an impeachment response team.
Okay.
For the past 5 years, I've done everything I can to support the president and his agenda. However, I've had no conversations with anyone in the White House about taking any type of role to push back on this fake impeachment narrative.
Oh, okay.
That's not that. He just doesn't want to.
He's not in it.
Yeah, he's not taking the job.
Right. That guy's not taking the job. Stupid. I mean, if that guy, if Corey Lewandowski.
Is he going to run for Senate or something?
But if he won't take that job, who would take that job? I mean, that we're talking about a bottom feeder, this guy.
Oh, God, I don't know if this is even legal. Two Trump supporters are offering a $50,000 reward for information about the national security whistleblower.
There you go. They're hunting these people. That's what they want. These people are fucking assholes. They're fucking dirtbags.
Here's Adam Schiff.
Yes.
In the hearing.
And I want to thank the whistleblower for their courage. They didn't have to step forward. Indeed, we know from the whistleblower complaint, there are several others that have knowledge of many of the same events. And I would just say to those several others that have knowledge of those events, I hope that they too would show the same kind of courage and patriotism that this whistleblower has shown. We are dependent on people of good faith to step forward when they see.
Oops. Why did that stop?
Jeez. Well, I hope you protect them or something. God. I mean, really, don't you have to protect these people if they step forward and speak out against Trump? And they're in the White House, the government?
Yeah.
I mean, if he emulates Putin and he emulates strongmen, we all know what those people do to the opposition.
Right.
So.
And he's trying.
Yeah. So, Adam, I hope you have a plan to protect these people. I mean, if you're making this plea to call them out, the very least our government could do is fucking protect them.
God, now it won't load. Jeez. Let me try a different... here we go.
And I want to thank the whistleblower for their courage. They didn't have to step forward. Indeed, we know from the whistleblower complaint, there are several others that have knowledge of many of the same events. And I would just say to those several others that have knowledge of those events, I hope that they too would show the same kind of courage and patriotism that this whistleblower has shown. We are dependent on people of good faith to step forward when they see evidence of wrongdoing. The system won't work otherwise. And I have to say to our friends in Ukraine who may be watching, just how distressing it is that as their country fights to liberate itself from Russian oppression, as it fights to root out corruption in their own country, that
they see the shit show going on here. God, let me translate.
It's nuts, and you're right. I mean, God, these whistleblowers, they have courage,
right?
I mean, whoever got outed by the Times or whatever, his life is never going to be the same.
So Schiff was pretty awesome. He goes on, but, yeah. You know, goes on for like 3 more minutes. But it's Google it. Schiff's closing statements,
yeah,
are pretty damn good.
I mean, this is a bad year for whistleblowers. Christine Blasey Ford. Still, people voted to put that fucking Kavanaugh.
Oh yeah,
on the fucking SCOTUS. It's disgusting.
Here we go. Two Trump supporters are offering a $50,000 reward for information about the national security whistleblower at the center of the Ukraine phone affair. Oh, my God.
What?
Jack Berkman and Jacob Wall.
Shut the fuck.
Holy fuck. We just stumbled onto a Jacob Wall story.
What a bunch of scumbags. These right-wing nut jobs are fucking scumbags. It's one thing. God, it's
oh, my God. Wow.
When these people, we can't allow people to raise money to go hunt whistleblowers.
Yeah, I don't think so. They say they'll pay the money for information related to the identity of the Trump whistleblower. They say their goal is to provide full transparency on the issue.
God, what a couple of thugs.
Berkman said, "This individual is key to understanding exactly what happened and how we can move forward. We've put forth this reward in hopes of bringing more information to light and putting this dark chapter behind us."
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck you, you racist dickbag.
This is the Washington Examiner. This is the Washington Examiner.
That's putting this out?
Right-wing crazy. But well, listen to what they say.
Yeah.
The duo have a sketchy record and made headlines for past efforts to attack the Russia election claims against the president.
Yes.
The Washington Examiner has previously dubbed them right-wing smear merchants.
Yeah. Smear merchants. They're looking for information on how to hunt down a person that's standing up to Donald Trump. These are lunatics.
Apparently, this is their press release.
Yes.
Arlington, Virginia. Jack Berkman, a D.C.-based lobbyist and lawyer, has partnered with conservative social media personality Jacob Wall.
God damn.
Who has been booted, is permanently off Twitter.
Well, I mean, how are you a social media personality if you're not allowed on social media, you dick?
Well, they're on Gab.
Oh, yes.
With Jacob Wall to announce a reward for information relating to the identity of the whistleblower at the center of the Trump-Ukraine phone scandal.
Yes.
Berkman and Wall are offering $50,000 for the individual or anyone with credible information corroborating the whistleblower's identity.
Okay.
To come forward.
Good God, they want information. They want to find the guy.
The nation has been embroiled in controversy since news broke last week that an anonymous intelligence officer filed a whistleblower complaint in relation to a phone call between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Donald Trump. Since then, tensions in the nation's capital have escalated at a dramatic pace.
Jesus.
Ultimately, yes, leading to an impeachment inquiry from the House of Representatives.
Finally.
"The situation in our nation's capital is a national disgrace," said Berkman.
Yes.
"Political grandstanding, partisan politics, anonymous sources." There it is, the anonymous source thing.
A whistleblower. You want to protect who they are.
Exactly.
Because
that's the whole point.
You want to protect them from reprisals.
Exactly.
This Trump is dangerous, and people like you are dangerous. These are violent dick bags. The people that support Donald Trump are violent, racist, woman-hating, fucking homophobic, angry assholes. We all know who they are. We fucking seen them at these rallies. And this is the kind of shit they like.
And then we have Trump, of course.
Yes.
The LA Times reported, as did the New York Times.
Yes.
That Trump was speaking at some private event in New York, but there were enough people there. And apparently a couple of them squealed.
Yes.
Here's the quote. Basically, this is Trump. Basically, that person never saw the report, never saw the call. He never saw the call, heard something, and decided that he or she, or whoever the hell they saw, they're almost a spy.
Jeez.
They're almost a spy.
A spy?
I want to know who's the person. Who's the person who gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? The spies and treason, we used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
Oh, my God. He says shit like that, though. That's his standard threat. You know, back in the old days, you used to be able to hit somebody.
Right.
We hit you guys.
Damn. Wait, do we have
That's
audio?
A threat.
Do we have audio?
But basically, that person never saw the report, never saw the call, and he never saw the call, heard something, and decided that he or she, whoever the hell it is, sort of like almost a spy. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower, who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? The spies and treason. We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
But this person,
I know what he's talking about.
You know, Donald, this person didn't go to a foreign power with this information. They went to the intelligence department, right? They went to the DNI, right?
The person was alarmed by his behavior, which was perfect and beautiful,
yes.
According to him.
Oh,
the
yeah.
phone
oh.
call was beautiful.
Oh, how gross.
The phone call was perfect. It was beautiful. Yes. You read it.
Right. But the person went to our government. He went through the proper channels of filing a complaint, being a whistleblower, right? He did.
And the Trump-appointed inspector general,
yes,
deemed it credible,
right,
and urgent.
And that person did the right thing.
Yes.
And then it went to this DNI fucker.
Wah, wah.
And the DNI fucker was like, oh, I'm a bootlicker.
He
I'm
going
to tell
at the White House.
Yes.
And that was wah, wah. And then they went to Bill Barr, and that was wah, wah.
But did they go to Congress?
Well, today.
Yeah, he said he went to Congress with it. He
after they lit the fires, yeah. He's basically saying, hey, okay, I did it. I finally did it.
Oh, my God. Jesus, do these guys understand if something happens to this person, that it's on them? Like, they handled it wrong. They fucked this guy. They fucked this guy's life up.
Oh, my God. So, look at this. Here's a flash grenade.
Okay.
The Trump administration has lowered the refugee cap, cutting the number of refugees permitted to resettle in the U.S. next year to only 18,000, down from a record low of 30,000 last year.
Holy shit.
So they're getting closer to Stephen Miller's wet dream.
Which is zero, right?
Zero brown people being allowed in.
Yeah. But you're
They'll
right.
They'll probably still say 5,000 or something.
See,
they want the white ones.
Yes, but that's a flash grenade, right? Because liberals like you and me are like, that's bullshit. And we will scream about that because that fucking sucks. That's ridiculous. And they know. They know that's what'll happen.
It's the fourth time they've lowered it. And they've reportedly discussed, like we just said, lowering it to zero, giving Stephen Miller a little pants tent.
God, Donald, I hope your kids are indicted or whatever, included in all this bullshit, too, you fuck. God, you're horrible.
Piece acting, of shit. Acting.
Yes.
Homeland Security Secretary.
Kevin,
Kevin McAleenan, a real dick dangle.
McAleenan.
Said in a statement that the new refugee cap will allow us to focus on addressing on the ongoing crisis at the southern border, reducing a staggering asylum backlog that unfairly delays relief for those with meritorious claims, completing more overall cases.
Well, why don't they just come out and say, we are trying to get brown people out of this country? Just say it. You're almost saying it.
The asylum system and high number of applicants was mentioned in the State Department press release.
Yes.
It said the current burdens on the U.S. immigration system must be alleviated before it is again possible to resettle a large number of refugees.
God, we all know the burden on our system that needs to be alleviated.
Oh,
we
Jared all know. Kushner.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering what he's been doing. Jared Kushner has argued the money spent on bringing refugees into the U.S. would be better spent helping countries already hosting refugees.
Oh, okay.
Keep them there.
And, he wants to.
We'll send some aid.
We'll send you some money.
Yeah.
We'd rather pay to have someone else take these brown people.
So hot off the presses, the Trump administration sneaking in a shiv to the refugees trying to come into the country.
But I think people can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Right.
I think we can have outrage about this.
Well, I don't know who set. Obviously, they set those limits then, I guess. I don't know what Congress can do or if anybody can sue.
I don't know. I mean, I thought things like that, I don't know, had to go through a process.
Said they've already lowered it four times. So obviously,
but you know, even
been able to lower it.
Even the language on that, what is that? The citizenship question on the census?
Yeah, yeah.
Even that, like that shit, there's a process for changing that, right?
Well, that's in the law.
Oh, okay.
This may be, you know, left to the executive branch to set the limit.
Right, right. That.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Which means Congress would have to pass a law, which Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
You think that's going to happen?
No.
With Moscow Mitch?
No, that's a big fat fuck no.
Blocking absolutely everything?
Right.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. Listen to us tomorrow. We get to waggle our atheism out a little bit more.
Jabez, fuck you!
Than usual.
Yes.
We'll have some quite fascinating Mark Taylor tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
The firefighter prophet.
Right.
He'll be highlighted tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we do have a couple that are always rushed to press because...
Oh, my gosh.
Because we just have to hear if Lori Baker is going to be featured.
Yeah, baby!
This is Jim Baker.
Are they concerned about the president? Is that what this is?
I hope this is queued up. Let me see.
I love when they're concerned about Donald Trump. Like, that is the best theater for these two fucking lunatics. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right.
God, I'm not sure that this is going to be queued up. I don't think it is. I'm so sad. I can't play the clip. It's not queued up.
No, shit.
It's their whole show.
Oh, damn.
The Erosion of America with Dr. Lance Walker.
Welcome to the Jim Baker Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is our dear friend, Dr. Lance Wallnau, director of the Lance Learning Group. Our co-host today is Manda de la Vega, and I'm Penny Carden. And now here are the hosts of the show, Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Penny. Everyone, welcome to Gray Street.
Hi there.
And welcome, Dr. Lance Wallnau.
Yeah, my dear friend.
Great to see you. You missed our last appointment.
I've never heard the opening before. It's very festive.
I mean, it's crazy from the beginning. Well, hey, everybody, welcome. Lori's like, I can't even understand what the fuck she's saying.
I'll try to, you know, God, I don't know if I can listen to their whole show. I wish it was queued up to point.
Well, I mean, can't we just hear just a little more? I mean, surely lower.
Well, yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But damn, it's just...
Together.
I did. It was unfortunate.
It was unfortunate. Are you doing okay, Lance?
I am.
You had kind of an emergency, right?
Yes, I was here, and I went home and found out that I had to have a gallbladder removed, and I was in denial about it.
Oh, my goodness.
And didn't want to do it. And just kept saying, get the intercessors, just have them pray. Pray.
Let them pray my gallbladder shit away.
And Lori's like, I didn't go to the doctor. She's like, but wait, he's doing what you would think these people would want him to do, right? He's praying it away. He's praying away his gallbladder bullshit with Jeebus.
Oh, wait, here's the clip. I think I might have the clip. Awesome.
I love it.
For instance, the Walmart shootings. If there had been even a sweet old lady like Lori.
Yes.
No, she's not an old lady.
I'm 62 now, so.
I pick on some of my friends in the front row here. But, you know, my sister Donna, she's a little bit older than me, a couple years older than me. And if she had a gun in her purse and they were shooting up Walmart and she was there and she had the gun, she could stop that guy.
Oh my god damn.
She just sat there and took it when he called her a sweet old lady.
Wait. Who has the gun in her purse that is going to take out
some friend of his or somebody, I don't know. Somebody who's a couple years older than him. Lori's 62.
Okay.
She's a little bit younger than him.
Right. It's crazy.
Jim Baker believes it.
Absolutely amazing, man. I mean, God damn.
If a sweet old lady with a gun had been there and could have stopped that evil Walmart shooter.
Yes.
These people are nuts. This is a Christian, by the way. This is a Christian pastor.
You never know what you're going to hear on Jim Baker. I was not thinking they would go, like, good guy with a gun.
Yeah?
I didn't think they were going to go there. That's interesting.
Pick a number between 1 and 60.
I'm going to go with 41, Pat.
Okay, the 41-minute mark. Let's do random see. Baker.
I love it.
41 minutes into the Baker show. Loading.
Yes.
Loading.
Load.
We're still loading, everyone. Right.
With the new federal ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of litigation that is going to come stalking every independent business owner and every church. It's going to be happening faster than you think because these policies have been attempted already, and they're pushed back before you even hear it in the public conversation. Mm-hmm. Because you've got someone like Trump and like Pence and like Pompeo, and you've got a strong firewall. But I'll tell you something. You erode that firewall. And you watch how fast, you know, I look at Hong Kong and I'm seeing all these thousands of demonstrators out on the street. Well,
millions.
Good guy.
You know what? There's so much like America. When China was signed off as taking over Hong Kong and they started to execute a deal that they had, a 99-year deal with Great Britain, the Hong Kong people were asleep. When they woke up to the fact that anybody who was resistant to the Chinese...
Well, wait, it is confusing.
They're comparing themselves to the freedom fighters in Hong Kong. That right now, they're the ones that have been asleep.
Right.
And they better make sure that people like Trump, Pompeo, and Pence are the firewall protecting them from...
Trump, Pompeo, and Pence is Hong Kong. And they're the protesters in Hong Kong. And... Who is China?
No. We're Hong Kong.
We're Hong Kong.
We're China.
We're China.
They're Hong Kong. Yes, you're right. They're Hong Kong. And the protesters.
Because, you know, it's always confusing to figure out which side.
Yeah, I know this.
These right-wing nut job dirtbags will fall with the whole China-Hong Kong thing, right?
Or all of them. I mean, look at there are some that love them some Israel. And
yes.
And then... You have your Rick Wiles who
right. thinks they do not love Jews them some
the devil.
Israel.
Yeah. No, so,
if you're a right wing nut job piece of shit, you have a confusing life at times.
Here's ringing in on what's going on with Donald Trump.
Bye.
A name and a voice we haven't heard in a long time, Ryan.
Yes.
no longer the prettiest dance at the ball.
Oh, my God, it's Alex Jones.
So the next step you will hear is your...
It's Glenn Beck.
Sorry, Glenn!
They point out here that in 2008...
Yes.
Through 2016, Glenn Beck was trying to figure out what Obama had done today that was worthy of impeachment.
Oh, that's right.
You'll recall. Yes. Not a fan.
Oh, absolutely. Race had nothing to do with it, by the way.
That Glenn Beck in 2016 decided he was going to be anti-Trump.
Right.
He chose poorly.
Yeah, Glenn. How did that work out?
Calling Trump a liar, a narcissist, a danger to the nation.
Oh, no.
Now, after his empire has crumbled, he had to sell off all the New York stuff.
Oh, geez.
In a diminished studio in Texas, I guess, now.
The Claymation studio, is it gone?
The Blaze. I think he might have actually had to sell the Blaze.
Oh, shit.
But here's Glenn Beck
on
this whole Ukraine thing.
Yes.
So the next step you will hear is you're going to start hearing people when it starts to be understood for what it is. You're going to start hearing things like that Trump is a conspiracy theorist. Well, if I'm reading this document correctly and I'm looking at these two sides and I assume that that Donald Trump is doing the things that this whistleblower is saying, which we've already found he has been discredited because what he said was in the memo was not in the memo.
Not true, just the opposite.
Yes.
You can compare the two things.
Okay.
Specifically.
Found he has been discredited because what he said was in the memo was not in the memo. However, he's making some strong allegations. Let's take them at face value and say, yes, I accept that Trump is doing this. Quite honestly, as I understand what they're saying here, I think I would have done exactly the same thing as president of the United States. The next step.
That's it. He would have done the exact same thing. He would have tried to get Biden's. He would have tried to withhold the military aid to get his political rival, to get shit on his political rival.
You know, this is
He's
different.
So full of shit.
Then at first, the deal with Russia is Russia reached out to Trump, right?
I guess, yeah, allegedly, I think.
It sounds like Trump is reaching out to Ukraine.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean,
they're trying to bully them into it.
Right, I mean, so Glenn, would you have done, I mean, why?
Well, and let's not forget that other thing, the Clinton server bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Which is completely, like, InfoWars level 8chan nutballery. There's facts involved in the Biden thing. Yes, his son was on that board,
right,
or whatever. That's about where it stops.
There's similar nouns,
but there's nothing to suggest that the Ukraine has the some DNC server that has Hillary's secret emails on it that prove that she's the devil. Trump said that in that transcript. I mean, that's the memo.
Yeah. I mean, he reached out to them. I just don't know why Glenn Beck would say he would do the same thing. How would you think of it?
He's lying.
But really, I mean, think about it, Glenn. How would it even...
I gotta be honest. I think I'd do the same thing.
Really? You would be like, hey, let's check with the Ukraine and see if they can do something for us. Or he was probably thinking... I imagine it was something like this. We need to find some dirt on something. Someone find me some possibilities. And somebody comes back and they're like, hey, what about this Biden thing? We said, what? It's Biden's son, Ukraine. Oh, that guy owes me a favor. Or something like that.
Yeah. Second quarter U.S. GDP growth stagnant at 2%.
No
slower
shit.
Economic growth seen to be persisting.
Okay. Well,
winning.
Yay.
But I thought all those tax breaks that we gave all those trillionaires and the billionaires and the gazillionaires, I thought all those tax breaks we get them would be raining down upon us by now.
Oh, are you talking about trickle-down economics?
Well, we should all be making a whole lot of money right now, right?
Are you saying Ronald Reagan's a liar?
All of our wages are going to go up?
Oh, yes.
There's other shit in the news.
Right.
Other than our treasonous president.
And, oh, yes.
And how this shit continues.
Right.
I guess what's next would be the question. We had the DNI. I guess they're going to try to haul in. They say they want to haul in Rudy.
Well, Mike Pence.
Rudy's probably going to tell them to fuck themselves.
I want to. What about Donald Trump? He made that call. Why don't they call in Donald Trump?
Yeah, he wouldn't. If he wouldn't sit with Mueller, he won't.
It's impeachment, though. Doesn't he have to? Does he have to sit for his own impeachment trial?
I don't know. They made a deal with Clinton to sit down somehow. But yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't think it ever got to the litigation point. I thought they made a deal with him.
No, he had to sit down. I remember because he had to sit down and talk to somebody. And that's when he made this defiant speech the following evening. When he said, it's between my family, my wife, and my God. He said, my God.
Wasn't the testimony, it depends on what the definition of is.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. So he had to talk to somebody. I don't know if Donald Trump is going to, I mean, I'm sure Bill Clinton might have been a match for whoever was questioning him, right? I mean, will Donald be a match? I would think not.
I would hope not, yeah. There's a piece over at The Atlantic about Rudy.
Yes.
President Trump's personal attorney unleashes in a new phone call.
Right.
With The Atlantic while Trump allies turn on him. So apparently they're starting to go after Rudy now.
Oh, shit. Why? Because they think he's fucking it up?
He should stay the fuck out of the media and shut the hell up. Quote,
it is impossible that the whistleblower is a hero and I'm not. And I will be the hero. These morons, when this is over, I will be the hero.
Are you making that up?
I'm quoting.
I mean, really, you gotta be fucking shitting me.
It's impossible the whistleblower is a hero and I'm not.
Right, right.
I will be the hero. These morons, when this is over, I will be the hero. I'm not acting as a lawyer. I'm acting as someone who has devoted most of his life to straightening out government. He continued, sounding out of breath.
Okay,
right?
Okay, yes.
Anything I did should be praised.
Oh,
he's out of his fucking
delusional
mind.
Giuliani then unleashed a rant about the Bidens, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, Barack Obama, the media, and the deep state.
Oh, my God. He went nuts. I mean, is Rudy Giuliani lost it? I mean, is he just...
Yes. The piece continues. This morning, a former senior White House official told me this entire thing, referring to the Ukraine scandal, was Rudy putting shit in Trump's head.
Oh, my God.
That Rudy's the one who's way into this Biden conspiracy.
Right.
And that he's got all the information. And just wait until you hear what's going to happen. It's a bombshell.
So Rudy really believes there's a thing there.
I believe so. Yes.
He really believes there's
you won't believe the stuff
there's
I've
something
heard.
Behind the Biden scene. I just always assumed he thought he knew it was bullshit.
Another senior White House Republican aide said Rudy's a moron.
Yeah.
When quoted with those two quotes, Giuliani said,
they're a bunch of cowards. I didn't do anything wrong. The president knows they're a bunch of cowards.
Jesus.
He says, looking forward to watching the State Department sink themselves.
Yeah.
In the complaint, the whistleblower wrote that officials, including Ambassadors Kurt Volker and Gordon Sondland, had spoken with Mr. Giuliani in an attempt to contain the damage to U.S. national security.
Oh, my gosh.
That they tried to help the Ukrainian administration understand and respond to the differing messages they were receiving from official U.S. channels on one hand and from Giuliani on the other.
Oh, my God.
So Giuliani's telling him, you better give us this Biden stuff.
Is Giuliani trying to cover his ass or something?
The report says, when I asked him about this specifically, Giuliani nearly began shouting into the telephone. The State Department is concerned about my activities. I got to believe the whistleblower is out of the loop or just a liar.
Good God.
If they were so concerned about my activities, why did they ask for my help? Why did they send me a bunch of friendly text messages reaching out for my help, thanking me for my help?
Oh, my God.
He said he planned to make sure that these friendly text messages come out in the longer story.
So he's saying the whistleblower was contacting him.
No, State Department.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was trying to get him to go to Ukraine.
Jesus.
He stresses that all of his facts are true about the Bidens.
Right.
They say here at the Atlantic, though there is no evidence thus far that any of them are.
You know, there's a good chance that what's happening to us is that a bunch of old, rich, treasonous white dudes with not all of their, you know, faculties are just fucking up this country.
Right.
And some of it has to be that they're lying and cheating and all this other shit. And some of it has to be that they're senile.
Giuliani said the reason his attempts to root out corruption are the front page news and not the corruption itself is because the press idolizes Joe Biden and despises Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. You petty little fucking bitches.
Meanwhile, Biden tweeted, it's clear that Donald Trump pressured Ukraine to manufacture a smear against a domestic political opponent. This is an abuse of power that violates the oath of office and undermines our democracy.
Right. Well, right.
Giuliani has no intention of slowing down. If this guy is a whistleblower, then I'm a whistleblower, too.
Good
you
God.
Should be happy for your country that I uncovered this.
Hey, Rudy, you got to calm down. He's not no intention of slowing down. So is Rudy just running around just like,
It sounds like it.
He sounds crazy.
No intention of slowing down.
You're right. What are they? Well, why? But why? Well, why does Rudy want to be known as this lunatic? Rudy's legacy is going to be he's a fucking bootlicker, Donald Trump fucking supporter, treasonous fucknut. Why? It's like he is trying as hard as he
because
can
he's
to.
Nutballs. Yeah, I just don't. I think there's.
He wants to leave this planet looking like a lunatic.
I think he can't help himself.
Oh, yeah.
He's a lunatic.
He can't.
So that's why he looks like one.
His eyeballs always look crazy, too. He's just like, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. He does the weird
eyes.
Buggy eye thing. Yeah. Also in the news.
Yes.
We've got. Oh, now Trump is warning that the stock market's going to crash if he's impeached.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Let me see. Join us on social media.
All right. Follow us on facebook.com/crabdiving. We're on Twitter @crabdiving. We're on Instagram @crabdiving. If you want to see some pictures of it. What the fuck is up with the intern, by the way? Is she in here?
Yeah, shush. Yeah. Sleeping intern.
She didn't give a fuck. Hey, we have a podcast. We do a podcast 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every fucking day.
Right. So, she doesn't care.
I can't believe that. I mean, the news is crazy. Don't you give a shit? Don't you care?
She doesn't give a shit. Well, she's got kibble.
Right.
And toys to destroy.
I'm going to attack your feet.
And bare feet to bite.
Yeah, yeah.
Your bare feet.
Yeah. She got me today, man.
Oh, no. United flight diverted.
Oh, God.
After passenger gets stuck inside bathroom?
Oh, fucking, you fucking idiots. I'm late for my trip to wherever the fuck, because some dickbag...
Oh, someone got locked in. Someone got locked in the bathroom.
Oh, come on.
And they had to divert...
Nobody could get him out of there.
I guess they couldn't get him out of the bathroom.
Wow, those must be some bathrooms. Boy, you're kidding me. That's bullshit. Have you been in an airplane bathroom, the little door that pulls shut?
Yeah.
Little plastic door, you can't get out of that fucking thing?
The pilot announced, in case you guys haven't heard the rumor, we're going to be landing in Denver because someone's locked in the bathroom.
God, I would just feel so stupid.
And we're not going to make her stay in the bathroom until San Francisco.
Why? She got locked in there.
So they landed in Denver. They finally got her out of the bathroom.
How? Oh, my gosh. It must have been so difficult to open those.
It took them 10 minutes to get her out.
Shut the fuck up.
Apparently something malfunctioned.
Bullshit.
Or something.
I would be able to kick that door open. You give me some good shoes. I guarantee. Don't you
something
think?
Happened to the door, rendering it inoperative while she was inside. That's what it says. So it wasn't her fault.
Are you skeptical? I'm not trying to uncover some fucked up scandal here. Or don't you think you could open it? You're stuck in there. Get me the fuck out of there.
I don't know. Maybe they have new safety locks or something.
I would brace my body against the part of the wall, lock my arms, and kick with both feet as hard as I could until I busted that door down. And I honestly think I could do it. I could do it. I swear to God.
Probably a couple of expletives.
Oh, well, yes.
At the time.
I'm an adult, of course.
Something else. And it's creating a problem for them because they have to go down this narrative to satisfy their extremists.
Right.
But it's a losing story with their own voters.
Pelosi isn't too happy, is she, right?
No, she's walking.
Oh. Wow, Lori likes her own joke. She
Pelosi
laughs
isn't
about
too
this.
Happy, yeah.
Pelosi isn't happy. Well, no, she's not happy.
I'd rather see them do something with schools and something else. And it's creating a problem for them because they have to go down this narrative to satisfy their extremists.
Right.
But it's a losing story with their own voters.
Pelosi isn't too happy, is she, right?
No, she's walking constantly on a tightrope with the crazy people.
She is.
Wow. It is so...
Thanks, Lori, for your contribution.
And then Jim Baker has this... He's just one of the... He's about... What is he about to say? I'm sorry. We don't have to listen to that.
Oh, God. I saw a...
He's just such a fucking...
Where was the other Jim
He's
Baker?
So lame. He's like
story I saw.
Yeah.
They sold. Okay, now I gotta try.
I mean, I'm thinking about Jim Baker back in his glory days. You know, SNL. Everybody's playing him, and you know. Who'd have thought that he would have resurfaced and reimagined himself so more people could enjoy making fun of him? It is phenomenal.
This other Jim Baker news, it's not a clip, but if you'll recall, I do remember playing the clips where they were offering, Jim Baker was offering to sell coins that are Trump on one side and the biblical figure Cyrus on the other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Comparing the two.
Right.
I mean, that he and Lance Wallnau,
Lance.
Who we heard just a minute ago.
Lance.
Were selling.
Right.
God, do
Cyrus.
Do I have this
Who
one
is yet? Cyrus in the Bible? He's the guy that takes his dick out and...
He's saying achy, breaky heart.
Oh, right. He's not Raper of Sheep.
Billy Ray?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Cyrus in the Bible. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah. He sounds like a lesser, doesn't he?
Let me see. Cyrus in the Bible.
Sounds like a lesser kind of dude.
Cyrus the Great was the patron and deliverer of the Jews.
Okay. Cyrus.
According to the Bible, he was king of Persia, monarch under whom the Babylonian captivity ended the first year of his reign. He was prompted by God
to decree that the temple in Jerusalem should be rebuilt and that such Jews as cared to might return to their land for this purpose.
Release the holy hand grenade!
So it's, you know, crap.
Oh, yeah. Cyrus, but...
Cyrus, you know, they've equated Trump to Cyrus. You know, Trump is bringing back.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna bring them back there.
You think Donald, you think Jim Baker was like, Donald, I made something for you. I put your face on the coin with Cyrus. What is Donald Trump's like? Oh, thanks. Boy, that's nice. I'm on a gold coin. Who's the Cyrus fuckhead? I have no fucking...
How much is it worth?
Yeah, how much is it worth?
So, each coin, $45.
What? Like it's a coin. So it's just a gold coin?
Yes.
Wow.
Yesterday, well, I don't know if it's gold. I don't know what the fuck it's made out of. I'm sure it's not really gold.
Come.
For $45, you could have bought... Oh, well, here's the audio.
Okay.
How many of you have been praying all across America? How many of you have been praying? This coin is our point of contact. When I asked the Lord why the coin, the Lord said, because when you take the coin, it's a point of contact. So your faith is being released with a million other believers.
It vibrates every time you think of Trump and you should lay it on your genitals.
Yeah, put it in your coin slot.
Lord said, because when you take the coin, it's a point of contact. So your faith is being released with a million other believers.
Fuck
to
you.
Pray protection.
You get to release with a million other believers.
Oh, God. A resounding fuck you. Fuck you to this guy. And listen, if you buy into this garbage, fuck you.
On the front, the coin has... It says the 70-year decree.
Fuck your dumb face.
Cyrus Trump proclamation? And then it's a picture, you know, it's a coinish picture of Trump and Cyrus together. It looks
Yay.
Like they're spooning.
Ooh, yeah.
And then...
Said because when you take the coin, it's a point of contact. So your faith is being released with...
And the reversed is Isaiah 45. Chapter 45, verse 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus,
yes,
whose right hand I take hold of,
ooh,
to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor.
Ooh, jeez.
To open doors before him so that gates shall not be shut.
You should have played the porn music with
the fuck
this.
Is that
very.
Shit?
It's very, ooh, yes.
So $45 for these coins.
Oh, okay.
For one of these coins.
How much is the gold worth?
The million other believers to pray protection and peace and wisdom and counsel over the President of the United States and over his family. Mm-hmm. That's our point of contact every day. Right. When you see it, remember,
yeah,
God puts something in your hand that you have a role in.
No. Your $45 put in your hand, I'm sure, plus shipping and handling.
You're Lori back there.
Hey,
who is this guy? Lance?
Lance Wallnau.
Lance Wallnau, fuck your face,
Oh, forgive
man.
Me. $45 is a steal. You get the coin, a booklet, and a Dr. Wallnau seminar on DVD.
How much, but
for
how
$45.
Do I know how much this coin is worth?
Nothing. It's a shit coin.
But it's made of gold.
No, it's not.
You just said it was.
It's gold. It looks gold.
But do they say it's gold?
It's the color gold.
What?
That's why we've got to pray, because they think we're crazy, but we're actually the sane ones.
Right. That's right.
And so we're praying. We're going to pray. This, the teaching that is here, this coin as a point of
fucking thing. Make, please, that's a drop. We're actually the sane ones. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Right. That's right.
Don't you think that's a draw?
Think we're crazy, but we're actually the sane ones.
Right. That's
and
right.
And so we're praying. We're going to pray. This, the teaching that is here, this coin as a point of contact, this 24-karat gold-plated coin.
Oh, it's 24-karat gold-plated.
And by the way,
I had a 24-karat gold-plated dog tag once for
my
dog.
How much is that worth?
It was like $8.
Did it, when you touched it, did energy fly out of your asshole so you were then connected with a bunch of other wackos.
We communed with the dog god.
We all come at the same time.
I couldn't copy the Sanhedrin model. I told them I would do an original. So we found a nicer picture of the president to use. So we have our own version of it. But what we want to do is we want to be able to start, Jim, this move. We've got 16 months. This battle for the future of America has already started. 16 to 18 months. We're already in it. We're in the battle right now.
So this was in May, this little snake oil show that is going on.
Hey,
well, and yesterday.
Why not the Sanhedrin version or whatever he's talking about? Why not that? He said we were going to do the Sanhedrin version, but we're not going to do that.
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I have no idea what any of that means.
Well, he mentioned that he tried to do the Sanhedrin version, but he wasn't able to do the Sanhedrin version of the coin. So why the fuck not, you fucking loser?
I don't have that information.
I don't even know what that means, but he said he couldn't do it. Why would you say you couldn't do something no one's asking about anyway, you fuck?
Well, he said we came up with a better version.
So I guess better than the Sanhedrin.
I guess is there some other portrait of Trump they were or something? They used a better picture of him? I don't fucking know.
This is so stupid.
There's like 10 seconds left of this.
16, 18 months. We're already in it. We're in the battle right now. We need to be praying now and not captive to gloom or anxiety or fear, but channeling our optimism in the direction of God's begun a miracle. Let's keep that miracle going.
For $45, you could keep the miracle going.
Dude, this guy is fucking wacko.
Yesterday on the show, Jim Baker said that the network sold 38,000 Trump Cyrus coins for $45 each. And in the Lord's math, that comes to $1,710,000.
God, that's how much he made off those?
That's what they alleged.
To every one of you that bought that coin, fuck you, man. Just fuck your dumb fucking brain.
38,000 Trump Cyrus coins allegedly sold.
We were all given brains by Jeebus, but don't you think Jeebus would want you to be smart with your brain and not just decide, hey, I'm going to throw 40, I'm going to buy this dumb fucking coin. They made, you're such marks. You're such idiots. I'm supposed to feel sorry for you. We're supposed to reach across the aisle and work with you fucking dingbats. No, fuck you. Fuck off. Go back into the woods. You're lunatics. Drive your scooter into the fucking Gulf. Go fuck yourself. Oh, it's so dumb, dude. Isn't it frustrating? How much again? How much in the Lord's math was it? Over $1 million fucking dollars?
1.7
Trump coin.
1.7.
That it just sits there. You could have given that money to somebody that was hungry. Instead, you got a coin. It's just sitting there. But when you grab it, your asshole vibrates. Oh, it's fun. I get it.
Let's see. We've got. I know it's crazy.
Could you imagine?
I saw that number. I was like, almost $2 million. You know, I mean, 1.7.
So he made profit.
You think those coins cost $45 to gold plate?
Well, you know, I've never. I know it's crazy. I've never been in the business. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast, you're welcome. You're welcome. We don't talk you into buying a fucking coin. Here, I want you to buy a coin with Pat's face on it. In the back of it, it's the devil's asshole.
We should get Shelby.
Oh, yeah. You want a Shelby coin? Does anybody want that? $700. It's not gold plated. It's nothing. It's
Shelby coin.
You know what it is? I'm going to cut a circle out in cardboard. I'm going to write Shelby on it. $500.
Let me see. Wait. He said it was 24 karat gold, right? 24K.
Oh, God. There's no God, you idiots. Listen to me. You spend so much money on this shit. I want you to know nothing exists in the sky, you fucking morons. Not one fucking thing.
two-pack of the official 2020 gold Donald Trump commemorative coin.
Yes.
24-karat gold-plated collectible double eagle. A two-pack is available on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Buy one of these stupid fucking things. We get paid.
Now, remember, they're making money on these.
Okay.
Two-pack, $7.19.
Oh!
Free shipping.
With shipping?
Free shipping.
Wow. Wait, though. How is that other coin worth so much?
You can get 10 2008 Hawaii State quarters that are 24-karat gold-plated, 10 of them for $19.95. That's $1.95 per coin. So that tells you that just because the Trump coin is gold-plated, it means they probably spent a dollar on each of those cheap fucking Trump coins. They may have had to set up the die or whatever.
Yeah.
But once that's going, they're printing $45.
What do you do with it? You know what you do with it? And it's so sad. What happens is you will have these coins. You will put them in your bullshit, whatever the fuck. Some of you idiots.
Oh, it's going to be a legacy for...
They're going to be left to somebody.
Well, yeah.
And your poor fucking kids are going to be like, oh, mom or dad spent money on these worthless fucking Trump coins. How much are they worth? Maybe they're worth something. You'll look it up on eBay, and they're worth a dollar. They're going to be worth a dollar, and they're going to get tossed in the ocean. They're going to end up in the fucking cloaca of some goddamn fucking beluga whale.
So there you go.
These coins are going to end up in the sphincter muscle of some goddamn marine life.
38,000 of them.
38,000 of these?
At 45 a pop.
We don't care about the goddamn environment. We don't care about anything. You know what we care about? Donald Trump's face. It was some fuck face from the Bible named Cyrus. I've never heard of him. I don't know Cyrus. You know what Cyrus can do? Cyrus can suck my dick because Cyrus probably didn't exist. Cyrus is in a book of bullshit.
Cyrus may have existed. Like,
show me.
The kings of... Show me where. Are pretty documented. If he was an actual king.
Oh, okay.
Those are documented.
Well, fuck Cyrus then. Fuck him. He probably was a tyrant. Cyrus the king...
I don't know. I can't besmirch tyrant.
Hey, Siri, where was...
I was reading from his
Siri,
Wikipedia earlier.
Where the fuck is Cyrus? Who is Cyrus?
I'm sure where the fuck is going to translate well.
Okay, figures. Nobody knows.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll get even more Jesus-y tomorrow.
Jesus!
We've also got, I do have, I thought I had a, oh, hello, Shelby. The dog just jumped into my lap.
Yes, sir, yes. Jesus. Yes, sir, Jesus. I will do it.
Alex Jones.
Right.
I haven't heard.
When animals get.
This is from across the pond.
Hello,
Britain.
Jolly good.
Animal rescuers in Britain said a couple were shocked to find a python slithering around their 5-month-old daughter's nursery.
Oh my Christ. Oh, a python, man.
Ugh. The RSPCA said the Tadworth, Surrey couple spotted the python exiting their daughter's room earlier this month and heading down the stairs.
Is this Australia?
Britain. Tadworth, Surrey.
Oh, right. Now, they have a lot of pythons there, apparently.
The baby's father called the RSPCA, the local popo.
Yes.
And his brother.
Right.
The uncle arrived there in time to corral the snake, took it to a friend for safe storage in a terrarium until the rescuers got there.
Yes.
It was a young python.
Hello.
RSPCA animal collection officer Lewis Horton.
Yes. The young royal python was very friendly. So I was sure that he was an escaped pet from a nearby home. I took him into our care, but thankfully we were able to find his owner and return him.
Hold on a second.
They found his owner.
They're taking this python into their care.
The snake's name is Gozer from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the snake doesn't have a fucking name.
The snake's name?
No. It turns out, a reptile.
Mr. Lewis Horton of the RSPCA says,
it turns out he was called Gozer, the Gozerian, named after Ghostbusters, and belonged to the family's neighbor with a U.
Well, listen, I love Ghostbusters, but these neighbors, shame on you.
He'd been missing since May.
Since May!
So it was nice that they were able to return him home. It was in their baby's room. It was in their 5-month-old daughter's nursery.
Wow. I mean, it was their own kid's room. The kid, they had a kid, and their own snake.
No.
The neighbors.
Yes.
The neighbors.
5 months prior, or what were we, May?
The neighbors tell them, hey, we're missing a snake. We don't know where Gozer is.
I don't have that information.
Because that I would want to know that. If our neighbor next door came to me and said, hey, my giant snake is missing, number one, I'm saying, you know, thank you for telling me. But also, go fuck yourself, because how dare you let your goddamn predator out. Jesus Christ.
Gozer's owner said the snake managed to push out an air vent in his terrarium and squeeze through a tiny hole to escape.
Wow, now what a shock. A snake did some snake shit and got out of the terrarium. An air vent?
He managed to push out an air vent in his terrarium.
Wow.
And squeeze through.
That's amazing. It's amazing a snake was able to...
I need my arm.
Done. Yeah, thank a snake you. Did some shit that snakes do that... I don't know, over years, millions of years. How long have snakes been the fuck around?
Yeah,
I mean,
a couple mil.
For years and years and years. And
a snake did some snaky shit.
And escaped. Amazing.
Apparently there's a little moob slapping war going on over at the Fox.
Ooh, yes.
Judge Napolitano,
right,
is, I guess, breaking protocol and speaking truth over at Fox and saying, this is bad. The memo is bad.
Right.
The whistleblower complaint is real bad.
It's all bad.
It's all real bad. listen to Fucker. And then
yes.
I think he was on with Shep Smith.
Right.
So now there's a Shep Smith versus Tucker Carlson war going on.
Okay.
This is Tucker on his own show with this. I love how they call this. They give this guy credibility. It's DeGenova. He's this TV lawyer.
Yes.
Who is cartoonishly pro-Trump.
Right.
I mean, like, makes Rudy look like a poser. So this is the guy he's talking to, Tucker.
Yes.
So this Ukraine story seemed to come out of nowhere, and there's still really no consensus on what major parts of it mean. For example, legal experts appear to be split even tonight about whether the president's phone call with the Ukrainian president was illegal. So we wanted to get to the bottom of that, obviously. So last night, we asked Joe DeGenova on the show. He's a former U.S. attorney. And we put that question to him. He said, no, there's no evidence it's illegal at all. Well, that statement and some accompanying statements caused quite a firestorm. And so we've asked Joe DeGenova to come back tonight for an update. Joe, thanks so much for coming.
So this goes on.
Right, right.
Well, okay, here. I think this part
is coming on tonight. So I want for our viewers who are not familiar with what exactly happened to know. So here's a quick update. So yesterday, Judge Andrew Napolitano, who is a legal analyst at Fox and a very nice guy, I will say, I've always liked him, went on one of our daytime shows and declared that the president's phone call with the head of Ukraine was a crime. Here's what he said.
It is a crime for the president to solicit aid for his campaign from a foreign government.
So that would be it. That to which the president has admitted is in and of itself a crime.
Yes.
So that definitely got...
that definitely got everyone's goat.
I'm trying to figure, the more treasonous Trump gets, is the higher this guy's voice go.
Yeah, Tucker.
God damn.
Our attention, of course, it's a crime. And so I asked you, because you prosecuted a lot of crimes, and for our viewers who didn't see it, here's what you said.
Well, I think Judge Napolitano is a fool, and I think what he said today is foolish. No.
Good guy. Here's what you said.
This guy who has a Happy Meal tinted semen dribbling down the sides of his mouth.
Oh, it is not a crime. Let me underscore emphatically that nothing that the president said on that call or what we think he said on that call constitutes a crime. And even if he had said, you're not going to get the money, it would not be a crime.
Well, apparently our daytime host who hosted Judge Napolitano was watching last night and was outraged by what you said and, quite ironically, called you partisan. Here's
ironically, he called this Trump sucker partisan. Yes.
I mean,
so this is Tucker Carlson now accusing Shep Smith of being partisan and Judge Napolitano. Judge Napolitano is a Republican, conservative.
I mean,
ironically, he calls you partisan.
He sounds like fascist Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse.
We won't be able to hear him in another couple of days.
My God. And also, too, I mean, I could just imagine on CSI them going through crime scene evidence, and they're like, I don't know if you noticed, but the semen is tinted with Happy Meal. I don't know if...
So I wonder if, you know, who is Fox going to stick with if this gets out of hand?
Is
Fox going to yell at Tucker for now?
They will stick with whoever is giving them ratings, right? I mean, that's what they're going to do.
Maybe they did fire Dildo.
Are they worried about...
He's their number one guy.
Okay, I'm going to ask you
Dildo
something.
Dildo Riley.
And I'm going to ask you to not laugh. This question.
I can't promise.
Is Fox News worried about their credibility?
See, there's no way.
Here's what he said.
A partisan guest who supports President Trump was asked about Judge Napolitano's legal assessment. And when he was asked, he said, unchallenged, Judge Napolitano is a fool.
Joe DiGenova is constantly on your Hannity's,
right?
And your Judge Jeanine Pirro's,
yes,
and your Lou Dobbsies, all the Trump whores,
right.
Yeah,
yes,
that's their legal expert they go to, and he is an obsequious Trump humper.
Okay. Would you call him partisan?
Yeah. Okay. I believe he's partisan. Ironically, he's calling you partisan.
Asked about Judge Napolitano's legal assessment. And when he was asked, he said, unchallenged, Judge Napolitano is a fool. Attacking our colleague, who's here to offer legal assessments on our air in our work home, is repugnant.
Repugnant. Clear if that was you or me, but someone's repugnant. And here's what, finally, last soundbite. Here's how Judge Napolitano responded.
A lot of legal authority, and I join it on the other side. And the other side basically says anything that helps the campaign, whether it's cash or emails or smearing your opponent, is a thing of value.
And therefore, requesting it is a crime.
Yes.
Now, unlike
Tucker, laughing dismissively. Look at those fools.
They just explained it, right? I mean, they said it's a crime, and he just laughs.
Right.
Because
it wasn't a sack of cash.
Yeah,
Republicans and this fuck are saying that it's not a crime.
Right.
Because there's no thing of value. There's no quid pro quo.
How could you say it's not a thing of value? I mean, I think we're learning
how
that.
How do you put value on poop about your opponent, what they're saying.
If I was Donald Trump, I'd do it like this. I'd say, well, the value would be I would get elected again. I wouldn't have to deal with the Southern District of New York. I'd be president. I could, make more money for my properties. My kids could enrich themselves. I could enrich my cronies. So I don't know how you put a price tag on that.
So this goes on with them shitting on Shep Smith and shitting on Judge Napolitano. It's just so sad.
Right. It really is. What Tucker's show, it sounds like we're going to play another clip. It's just clips.
Oh, yeah. And then.
and then Trump starfish rimming.
Huh?
Trump starfish rimming.
Oh, yeah. And DeGeneres, again, a jokingly partisan.
He's partisan.
Pro-Trump, yeah. And
all Shep Smith did was say he's partisan.
And Tucker says, ironically, they're calling you partisan.
God, well, is he ever on MSNBC or any other show that leans maybe another way talking about?
His wife is sometimes, okay. And she's just as nutty.
Okay.
She's just as crazy.
Crazy, huh?
Oh, no. The beast awakens.
Oh, jeez.
The intern is getting a little amped up here.
It's only 36 minutes past the hour.
Right. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
Don't forget tomorrow is Faithless Friday. Join
Jeebus.
Us for our roaringly popular Friday show.
Sky God. Fuck you.
Raccoons break through roof to ransack British Columbia.
God, there's lots of fucked up animal stories with the UK today.
British Columbia. That's
British Columbia.
That's our,
yeah.
Those are our Canadian.
Oh, I'm
friends.
Sorry. I'm stupid.
A British Columbia man was on vacation when he received a phone call, was on vacation when he received a call from a neighbor about a possible break-in.
Oh, God.
Returned to home to find a group of raccoons that had broken in through his ceiling and ransacked the house.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's so horrible.
Gaze of raccoons? Is that what a group of raccoons is
yes,
called?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's, I gaze? Didn't know that one.
I never heard that.
No, I'd heard that one.
You know, a friend of mine who lives in the area at her place in East Hill in Pensacola, she had a pet raccoon.
Oh.
He just lived with her. She domesticated the thing, and,
There you go. Well, those do have thumbs.
Along. Yep.
You got to watch those fuckers.
Oh, right. I can't imagine having a raccoon here. So a raccoon is basically intern with thumbs.
Shelby with thumbs would
be
terrifying.
I can't imagine. That means you can pick stuff up.
The raccoons bored a hole through the shingle roof, got into the attic where they were able to make their way into the house.
Right.
They feasted on sugar and ransacked the home.
Oh, I bet they had a great time.
They also left their waste all over.
Oh, my God.
So they shit everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
This guy said he would have rather had it with a burglar.
Yeah, right? The guy just would have taken some shit. Now you've wrecked his whole fucking place.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, there's bears in your mom's neighborhood right now.
Oh, I know.
A bear infestation.
I know. She's got to keep that doggy door shut.
It is a gaze. Oh,
right.
Or a nursery.
Jeez.
A group of raccoons are formerly known as a gaze or a nursery.
Why is it that all these wackos that have to name groups of animals, murder of crows?
Oh, I like that one.
I like it. Yeah, but why are they all so weird? Why is it a,
I don't know.
It's a pack of dogs? What is cats? Like a triumvirate?
A herd of cats?
Yeah, I think so.
A
gaggle of geese?
A bunch of cats?
Right. A load of gerbils?
I'm just checking the headlines really quickly to see what the latest that hath dropped.
Yes.
Trump is claiming that economic inequality is down.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But federal data released today showed that U.S. income inequality reached its highest level since the Census Bureau began measuring it 50 years ago. A finding coming less than 24 hours after Trump declared inequality is down.
Oopsie. Oh, shit. Jeez.
The census survey found that some index, which measures inequality, was up.
Right. I mean, is this even on the radar? Is anyone asking Schittler about this today?
The Washington Post says the separation between rich and poor from 2017 to 2018 is greater than it has ever been.
I mean, that's big news, right? That means we're clearly not going in the right direction. That should be evidence of
that. And that trickle down is bullshit.
Yes.
That they have been pursuing and increasingly pursuing for, I don't know, let's call it 50 years.
Yeah.
That suddenly for the last 50 years, the income equality, inequality has done nothing but skyrocket and continues to go up.
We're supposed to kick up to these job creators. Right? Like they're mob bosses.
Right. God, this index. Coincidentally, this must just be a coincidence.
Okay.
That I'm looking at this chart.
Yes.
That in 2014, it started plateauing.
Yes.
15, and then by 2016, it started to go down.
Wow.
And then right after 2017, it spiked.
Wow, dude.
For some reason.
What happened? That's very strange.
We'll have to look into that and see what time periods that correlates with.
And by the way, kudos to all the people that spend some of their money on that, the Trump Cyrus coin. Again, great work on that.
38,000 of you.
38,000 of you.
That put 1.7 million in Jim Baker and Lance Wellnow's fraudulent pockets.
God! Are you listening to how poor everyone is?
We should do a Jesus show.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Oh, yeah.
If that's all it takes.
Right.
God.
What do we say? Like, what do you say? Hey, everybody, welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast. Let's pray for the next 2 hours in
silence. We need scripts for that one. We have to be actors.
Oh, scripts. I thought you meant, like, scripts
now,
for
prescriptions.
Drugs.
Now, well, that, too.
Same.
The census data contradicts Trump's claim that inequality is declining under his administration after he pushed more tax cuts. You know, he wants more tax cuts, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're going to do. What are they going to do if they get reelected? I heard someone say, what? They're going to gut Medicare and
Social Security, Medicare. Sure. They're going to fix it, Brian, which means kill it.
You know, I'm glad we're doing this impeachment thing now because it kind of makes me nuts. So the Democrats' gamble was that election. That was the election. And think about everything you're betting on. You're betting on that one election to save us from all this other shit. Not, you know, that he wanted to do. Look at that dog.
Wages. Trump said it during a press conference at the UN General Assembly.
Yes.
Wages are up. Inequality is down. Something people don't like writing about. you know why? Because it's not true.
And you know why people don't like writing about it, Donald Trump? Is because you said that you wanted to have a whistleblower shot today. Now, that's what people like to write about.
Right.
It's fucking nuts.
Who knows what will come out tomorrow? I mean,
it's crazy that the New York Times wants to give out clues. Because they're trying to say that it's important we know X, Y, and Z so we understand. We understand a lot of bad corruption went on, and now you're going to help out a guy.
God, who is this? One particularly embarrassing. This is. This is a Republican.
Okay.
This is Representative Mike Turner.
Okay.
When he was questioning. He's from Ohio.
Yay!
So, you know, it might be a little more purpley-ish, which may explain his questioning of this guy.
Yes,
here he is.
What else? It's not the conversation that was in the chairman's opening statement. While the chairman was speaking, I actually had someone text me, is he just making this up? And yes, he was.
Oh, so he does get, they do, he does get.
Because sometimes fiction is better than the actual words or the text.
But listen to this.
I've read the transcript of the conversation with the president and the president of Ukraine. Concerning that conversation, I want to say to the president, this is not okay. It isn't, that conversation is not okay. And I think it's disappointing to the American public when they read the transcript.
Disappointing. I'm sure he goes on to say that it's not a crime and it's
disappointing.
Not.
Disappointing. It's treasonous, right? That's what Bill Weld said.
So this may be the level that they take. Some of them are now taking is, well, you know, even if there is a quid pro quo, that's not illegal.
It's clearly illegal.
There's no, well, you know, that's.
Is this guy a lawyer?
This is where Napolitano versus Jim DeGenova comes in. Joe DeGenova.
A lot of these guys are attorneys that are politicians. Now, if you're an attorney, how are you going to say that what he did didn't break a certain law?
Because their interpretation is that it needs to be for something of value, and that these things are too ambiguous. That's kind of what they said about the Stormy Daniels thing, was that they were going to try that defense that you can't say it's campaign finance because they didn't trade it for anything of value to the campaign. But then that's not true. They said the courts ruled that covering up dirt is of value to the campaign.
And also, like, But seeking going outside to a government to try to win an election, well, that's illegal, though, right?
I don't know if it's officially illegal. That's what they're talking about. It would be a campaign violation.
Right.
And you're reaching out to a foreign entity for something of value. Now, that, I believe, is illegal if you're, you know, give me $5 million for my campaign kind of
winning
thing.
An election is valuable, right?
Well, right. I mean, that's why we agree with Judge Napolitano. God help us.
Damn.
But we agree with Napolitano that, right. Yeah, this is a mm-hmm. crime. Mm-hmm. And the Trump whores are saying it's not, right. It's not a crime.
Interesting.
That, you know, it's not good. It's not right. Listen to this guy. You know, this is not good, Mr. President.
You know,
slap on the wrist. Naughty, naughty, Mr. President.
I can't play with a dog like that. See, if I have the dog like that, the dog immediately is going to escalate with me. Why?
I can't.
Why?
It's like she thinks you're a weaker gazelle.
God damn it.
I guess.
Okay.
It's on now, Shelby.
I'm going to show you what kind of gazelle I am.
It's going to show you what kind of gazelle he is. So that's the latest there.
Right.
This Ohio Republican, apparently. Yes. Kind of criticizing the president.
Right.
Kind of. But it's, then also
it's
saying.
Disappointing.
Then also saying that Adam Schiff is lying. You know,
it's disappointing.
He's still a Republican. Let's not forget.
Our president was on the phone with the president of Ukraine and 8 times asked him to dig up dirt on Joe Biden's son. Right. What if Obama had done it, you bastard? What if it was Obama, you piece of fetid shitbag fucknut? What if it was Obama? What if it was Obama? What would he say? Would his reaction be different?
Oh, well.
That's the thing, man.
Obama.
That's
wore,
the outrage.
Obama wore a tan suit, remember? That was an outrage.
Fuck these Republicans.
They almost had special committees.
Their measured response to nothing. It's
remember
nothing.
When they lost their mind when there was a picture put out with him with his feet up on the Resolute desk?
Yes.
And then sane people tweeted pictures of Reagan, Carter,
right.
Nixon.
Well, he's
George Bush Senior and George Bush Junior, all with their feet up on the Resolute desk.
Obama is black, and that's why Trump got rid of the fucking Iran deal.
Yeah.
That's why we have a lot of things in this country, because our president is an insane motherfucking racist. And so are his fucking minions. So are his followers and his goddamn supporters. That MAGA hat is a Klan hood. That MAGA hat is a fucking Klan hood. We all know what that shit is. Fuck you.
I guess Senator Ron Johnson, they're saying, yes, took baby steps.
Ooh. Blowjobs all around. Good God, guys.
Said that he wasn't troubled by the reports of the phone call.
But oh, yes. He
is concerned about allegations made by the whistleblower.
But they don't give a fuck about that whistleblower. Do you not care that Dan...
He's worried about this cover-up.
Yes.
White House lawyers directed White House officials to lock down the word-for-word transcript of that conversation, and they put it in a code word protected, non-connected electronic system.
Obviously,
so it's a standalone computer.
Yes.
It's not hooked up to the internet. Nobody can get in or out from it, and it's code word protected.
There's nothing to hide here. We're not hiding anything.
Right. And then one of the senior officials from Obama's administration said that every time Obama talked to a leader of a different country, yes, there were a bunch of people listening in, and almost always copies of the word-for-word transcript went out to everybody. Everybody, especially if your section was talked about. So if you work for the State Department,
right,
and you're an expert, you're some undersecretary's undersecretary, and you work for relations with Germany, and Obama talks to Merkel, you, even undersecretary, are going to get a word-for-word transcript of what Obama talked about, because that's in your vibe. That's in your...
So where's the transcript?
This transcript gets locked away in,
right,
a super secret computer. Ironically,
yes,
an independent server.
What, Jesus Christ.
Ironically, a private server.
This is the one thing they're careful with. What is in that computer? We have to find that. Someone mentioned that, so we need to know. We got to find that fucking thing. That's the Nixon tapes, right? Those are the tapes. Everything is in that server.
Oh, everything is in that server.
Hey, George Soros, get some people together. Go get that fucking server.
And that's what a lot of people were saying today was, wait a second. We found out about this server.
Yeah.
What else is in there?
I want
what
that server.
What the fuck else is in there?
Motherfuckers.
All
Hitler
of his convos are his notes from his secret alone time with Putin? Are they in there? Are his convos with MBS about Khashoggi? Are those in there?
We want to know all. Is there something in there we have no idea fucking exists? We need it. Get in there and get those. I will. Listen, Adam Schiff and all you fucking Democrats, you go get that fucking safe or server, computer, whatever the fuck it is. Go get it. Jesus. Somebody do something. We need Batman or fucking Black Panther to go in there and get that shit. We don't know what's going on in our country.
Batman or Black Panther.
Yes. Some superhero.
You're mixing your
everyone will come together.
DC and Marvel,
together.
Huh?
Everyone will work together. I don't care.
Well, it's very kumbaya.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the time. We only have 2 minutes left here in the big old show today. We do appreciate your listening.
Yes.
And especially your buying shit from our
crabdiving.com/Amazon
link.
Right. We need Professor X to go get that shit. I think, yes. Don't you think so?
You mean the character portrayed by Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
I don't know. That sucks.
Is that one little tiny sad detail?
Who's that guy that can teleport? That's who I would send to get it.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Teleporter guy with the weird tail?
I know who you're talking about. Where's that tail part?
I think it's Teleporter Kitty.
It looks like we've only got a minute left here, but it also looks like
yes.
Their Republicans may have actually scuttled another Trump judge pick.
They scuttled it.
Things aren't looking good for Khalil Suleiman Ozerdan, President Donald Trump's nominee for lifetime seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Two Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, Josh Hawley and fucking Ted Cruz,
no, bleh,
now say they are opposing
right
his confirmation, and it will only take one vote to kill the nomination.
No, fuck.
Assuming all the Democrats vote no.
Right, you guys better vote no.
Even John Kennedy from Louisiana, that loon, said, I don't like the votes, player. they're upset about, it's the wrong reasons.
What's wrong?
Cruz and Hawley appear him because he's formerly from the Southern District of Mississippi, where he ruled in favor of dismissing a challenge to the contraception coverage mandate.
Oh my God!
Under the Affordable Care Act.
So this is about... So
they didn't like the way he voted about Obamacare mandating coverage for contraception.
They want to legislate that puss.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is. Shame on you, fuckface.
Well, that's really terrifying.
Right, that is.
Jeez. If they're such ideologues about that kind of shit,
God,
that they would scuttle a Trump lifetime nomination.
That is crazy. These Republicans are creepy religious ones. They hate women. I mean, just fuck them.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. And we're always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Or go check out his schedule at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking vile.
Great evening, everybody. Let's meet up again same time tomorrow.
Mr. Trump, this is so stupid. My God.
Petty, punk-ass little fuckery stuff.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.